Hey, thanks for tuning into this version of the Weekend Unwind audio edition. As I've mentioned, I'm working on a podcast where I interview people, and this is a nice start for me to get behind a mic. This weekend's been a rainy one here, totally overcast and dreary, but it has given me a chance to do a bit of recording, so hopefully you enjoy that. My song for this week is Misty by Richard Groove Holmes. And it's one of the jazz tunes that frequently accompanies my morning routines. I prefer not to have words in the music in the morning, and jazz especially gives me that unexpectedness that gets me ready for the day. I'm going to be doing more consistent recordings going forward, so if you do like what you hear, give me a shout, let me know, I'll try to create some more of that. This week's essay was inspired by a book called Small Pleasures. It's a collection of essays, actually, that I picked up at the School of Life, a store near my flat here in London. I've put a link to the store in the newsletter and on my website, blog.corygarvey.com, and I absolutely recommend that you check out the site. This is a really great place. They are aimed at emotional intelligence and helping people understand the things that go on in life, so it is a really, really cool store if you happen to make it here to London, but if not, check out the website. So, without further ado, here is my newest essay, Breakfast on the Weekend. Breakfast on the Weekend. You wake up feeling refreshed and surprisingly energized, glad you passed on that final drink and got to sleep early. You throw on some sweats, move through the quiet of the kitchen, and drive over to the store for milk. While you haven't arisen earlier than yesterday, the world is still asleep. The empty store and your pleasant mood makes for a nice chat with the clerk. The cool air and deserted streets keep your mind at ease. As you return to the serenity of your home, your robed partner has started the coffee and welcomes the milk's arrival. Long shadows are joined by soft music and light conversation, simple back and forth about how you slept and feel while cleaning up bottles from last night. Ingredients are unloaded onto the counter, and as the first strips of bacon start to crackle, the workshop inches toward life. You hear the pit-pat of slippers exiting the room and realize you're alone now. Others will be here soon, but at that point it will be louder and brighter, and you're glad you woke up early. Our routines and expectations make most mornings a bother. Coffee on the move, meals built for travel, if any at all, and commutes that are louder and more crowded than you could possibly prefer. Upcoming tasks and meetings turn all else into obstacles. But each day is a step toward relaxation. Humanity's energy builds like a wave, cresting at the close of Shop Friday into the soft, subtle whitewash of Saturday morning. As the house rustles to life, more characters enter the scene. Ambitious plans for pancakes and homemade breakfast sandwiches are concocted. You're nibbling at this point, resting with a second cup as others take the reins on the stove. Your conversation, which began as an anecdote about the office, is injected with new life. The morning ebbs and flows, energy coming from people who are together far too infrequently. The prime of your day, the late morning, is so often reserved for productivity towards some foreign cause, but finally it can be focused on the most important part of life. Plans exist for later, but the day will be stress-free, and that brings out the silliness in everyone. A room full of perspectives allows you to listen and learn. You lower your guard and question norms. Continuing to sip, you grab just a little more croissant. What an amazing morning.